Okay, it's recording.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to call to order the Thursday, January 10th, 2019 hearing of the Aberdeen Architectural Conservation District Commission. In attendance today are Commissioners Lisa Keegan Parcell, Helen Pillsbury, Kirsten Hoffman, staff member Joe Cornish. The first item on our agenda today, well, just for the record, we're going to pass over the violation application 19.1298B right now and move on to design review. Application 19.652AB, 1922 Beacon Street. Proposed work at front facade, replace existing awning and signage in kind. Is there a representative here? Yeah, you just come forward. Thank you.
I just want to comment for transparency and full disclosure. I'm on the streetscape committee with the owner for today, but that's like 15 years ago. Okay. And my husband is a frequent customer in that store, but I don't think either of those is the level of requiring recusal, but I just always tell you full disclosure.
Thank you. And I will say it's already, the work's already been completed. So
I like to start. So I'm George Havanis. I own the business for about 30 years. And this is the third time I've changed the facing of the awning. The same awning, everything the same. You just change the material because it gets dirty and looks crappy. So what I did, I called Morgan Awning, like I have done in the past two times. And he came there, he looked at it, and he usually takes care of the permits, and I have nothing to do with it. So I knew nothing about it to help. So Daphne says, hey, do you have a permit for that? I says, I don't know. I says, Morgan is dealing with it. I called him up, and he says, I have a permit. So when he came to install the awning, I saw Helen's letter, and he took it from there. So he saw that the permits were having all
that. I have a copy of the permit if you would like to see it.
It was done by a mistake. No, we're trying to cut any corners.
So who's the permit from, ISD or?
So that's her in the past.
Right.
If I can make a suggestion, if that is somehow not to get that.
Oh, yeah. We hear you.
No, we've like, agree with trying that. To work on that. It's very frustrating when.
I have a copy if you want it, Mr. Cornish.
Sure, that'd be great. Yeah, thank you.
But the frame is the same, just the awning was
changed? Yeah,
the
frame was the same.
We took the frame off the building, cleaned it up, painted it.
And the materials in kind, is, I assume it's an outdoor, you know.
Same colors, yeah.
We use umbrella.
Yeah, yeah.
The letters are.
Here's a sample of the.
Yeah, just standard. Yeah.
It's an appropriate.
Yeah, it's appropriate material, yeah. Yeah, I think that's fine. Are there any commissioner questions?
And we paint the front of the store as
well. And it's just a stucco front, right?
Right.
I guess just for you to know, now you know, in the future, even just replacing the slab requires, any exterior change requires a permit and requires review by
the law. We always obey the law. That's how we always advise.
But, you know, but this has happened before. You're not the first. It's very frustrating for us when ISD gives permit without
right.
Sending it here first because
I apologize for the confusion, but there was lack of knowledge.
No, we understand. But just future, if you ever, if you wanted to change the design of that, then that would be.
Yeah, that goes for you too.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion to approve. Do I have a second? Okay. Are there any comments from members of the public or members from the local government? No. So I'm going to say Helen.
Yes.
And Kirsten.
Yes.
And I will say yes. So we have unanimously voted to approve application 19.652AB. Great. You're all set.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Great. Thank you so much,
Joe.
Yes, you as well. Next on the agenda is application 19.657AB, 40 Mount Hood Road. Proposed work at front facade, replace face of existing sign. Hi, how are you?
Hi, good, thanks. How you doing?
If you guys could just introduce yourself for the record, please.
Absolutely. My name is Malcolm Sweeney. I'm the financial manager at Y&H Holding.
We have you can use that to advance.
Okay, great.
Okay, or I can do it here. I'm Yu Ni.
I'm the CEO of the YNH Holding.
We've submitted an application for a proposed sign change at the hotel. We'd like to change just the face of the university hotel. Sorry for the picture here, just the angle, but we would just like to change, just the face of the sign. We won't be changing the cabinet or adding any interior lighting or any additional exterior lighting. The face will remain the same material as the existing one right now. It will be Lexan. This is kind of what we've proposed now. It will still say University Hotel. Beneath that, we'll say Yuehua Chat. Yeah, that's the parent company. In China for YNH Holding. Below that says Yuehua Properties. And then below that, Chinese characters, Zhongguo, which is China. And then Jingmen, the city that it's headquartered in. And then the sign for the company is to the left there. It will be the same size as current, 90 by 54. Just changing the face. We've contacted a company, Cranston, Rhode Island, Sunset Tint and Design. They've estimated it to be about 1,200. It's a close-up of the sign there.
To the guidelines, I just want to be clear on what the, if changing the face of the sign is different from changing the entirety of the sign, correct?
That's my perspective on it.
Right.
You know, if an existing sign structure, if they were going to be putting a new sign structure in, then I think you would have to be fully compliant with the guidelines. But since you're just changing a face, that's staff recommendation.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I just want to be clear on what the guidelines are.
I know initially they were proposing, initially they were going to propose a third sign below, and then you revised it to where it's just going to be altering the existing structure.
There was circumstances where we actually replaced just the
nail place, right?
At what?
The nail place?
At 7-Eleven.
Oh, at 7-Eleven.
And we did actually require them to change the review of change, but the whole structure. But you know, this is a part of a larger structure that they're not proposing to change that whole. Do you see what I'm saying? You're just talking about the navy blue town, right?
Correct. Where we are not touching the cabinet or anything like that.
But you're not changing the piece of the segment that says hotel.
No.
See, I mean, is like.
Is it lit from within?
Nope.
Is there any internal lighting?
You know, I just think. This is a more complex situation where this is just a segment of multi-part sign.
Okay.
The instance at 7-Eleven was just, it was a cap, you know, one chain.
Right. Okay. Are there additional commissioner comments and questions? Okay, so I will make a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, so any comments from the public? Nope. So let's see, Helen.
Yeah.
Kirsten.
Yes.
And I will say yes. So we unanimously voted to approve application 19.657 AB 40 Mount Hood Road. Thank you so much.
Great. Thanks a lot for your
staff
time.
Staff will be in touch with
thank you.
All right, thanks a lot.
Yep.
What you need. Thank you.
Perfect, thanks.
Next on the agenda is application 19.595 AB 356 Chestnut Hill Avenue. Proposed work at front facade replace three existing wall signs.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
My name is Ricky, and I'm the sign contractor.
What's your last name, Ricky?
Zeng, Z-E-N-G.
Perfect, thank you.
And I'm trying to make a three set of the channel letter. It's just like the same thing as the existing. This is what it is right now. The last 10 things, they took top off all the sign.
Right, some previous signs.
Yeah. They removed it.
Okay.
And this is the existing, like from the Google Map.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, I'm doing the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it looks like just replacing the Goro sign with something similar.
This thing, there's a set right here, is the color in red, and this is another set here. You know, basically it's the same, but my client, he wanted in white.
That's like a wood, like a trim piece that's
yeah,
here with the words on it?
Yeah, there's a wood on top of the awning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Above the awning.
Right? Above the awning,
so,
yeah.
So again, these words are
Yeah, yes, yes.
And the awning is already there.
It's the awning's already there.
Yeah,
they don't touch the awning.
And it's calling for an LED channel letter sign.
Yeah.
Which I think is typical with what was approved previously.
Sorry, this is frozen. But I just wanted to point out that back in May, and I think you did the sign for the vape shop.
The vape shop, yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
So that's consistent with what was approved back in May.
The vape shop.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
The vape shop.
The
vape shop.
Next to the Finchushi.
Right. Did that come in front of the commission?
It did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
So, are these separate?
They're separate letter.
It's on that.
Yeah, behind that, they say, the raceway, they say, you know, they say bar holding all the rhetoric. So
yeah.
I put all the wire inside.
And, you know, I'm sorry, this is a dark photo. So the tower and the pizza, that's not on the awning. That's like a...
It's not on the awning.
It's, like, it's a...
Yes.
A panel.
Yes.
Like a wood panel above
yes.
the awning.
Yes.
The Agoras has a similar thing, but that's going to be announced. It's going to be a new...
I have some kitchen.
Yeah. And you'll just...
I'll just put the letter on
you'll
the
apply the
yeah,
letter.
Yes, yes. Yes.
So I think my only recommendation would be that this sign is, you know, applied in the mortar joints of the brick and isn't, you know, interfering with any of the masonry work.
Here's some
close-ups.
So what is
the material? Just brick. One that says circle.
Circle, yes.
What is the material?
This is the acrylic. And for this back part here, it's also a credit. I bring a sample right here. It's basically, it's like a door frame. When you look at the daytime, it looks black.
Right.
But when you turn the light on, you know, it bright up.
So that's what I'm talking about. And the size is similar to what the Agoras was?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's proportional to the size of that storefront.
Right. That's a large.
Yeah, it's large.
And so essentially in the same area, I agree with you.
Okay, are there any additional comments? No. Okay, so I will make a motion to approve with the proviso that the circle sign be attached to the building through mortar joints of the brick so as not to, you know, interfere with any of the masonry work.
Okay.
Do I have a second? Oh, sorry.
Actually, I just do have one question.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Yeah. Does he plan to do any blade signs or any other signs?
No.
Just as important as any other sign.
At this moment, He didn't tell me anything about the baseline.
Okay. So if he wants to do that, that would need to come back.
Of course.
Because we have had this as
no,
well.
I agree.
Put the front sign in and then the blade sign in
right.
without
right.
review. So that just popped in.
No.
Sorry.
Right.
Yes. Okay. Sorry to interrupt that. So,
no,
yes.
That's fine. That was
good
my
point.
Motion. Noted. Do I have a second?
Second.
And Helen?
Yes.
Kirsten?
Yes.
I will say yes. We've unanimously voted to approve application 19.595AB, 356 Chestnut Hill Avenue.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Have
a good day.
Have a good day.
Application 19.610AB has been withdrawn by applicants. Now we will review and ratify the November and December public hearing minutes.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Good. Thank you, too. I looked through these. I don't think I had any comments.
Sorry they're late.
No, that's fine. They were pretty short, so too bad. Do you have comments, Helen?
I do. I'm sorry, I know this is going to be feeling very tricky.
No, nope.
But in the November,
Do you have them in front of you? Here you go.
On the section under 1954 comment. Starts with the words Commissioner Parcell. And the last sentence, Commissioner Pill is very expressed concern about the large size of the proposed addition and should be viewed as new construction rather than addition. I know I would not have said that it should be reviewed as new construction. I might have said it as big as the new construction.
Okay.
And that's important because in a previous hearing he had tried to say it should be reviewed as new construction.
Yep.
And I corrected him on that and said the existing building is there, it's not new construction. The importance to me of that is that new construction wouldn't have to take into account the existing building and the
different
the,
guidelines.
The whole you know, existing conditions and relation, spatial relations to the building, the property, and all of those things.
Mm-hmm. I think you said it was almost to be considered like an additional construction rather than
but,
an additional.
But it did not say that
you
use new construction because they wanted to review. Because that doesn't have to take into existing.
Right.
That's true.
Right.
So,
so should I just take off large size of the addition and strike out, and that should be reviewed as new construction?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say that. Because exactly what I said, I can't remember. But I just know I would not have said that because that's, I had corrected him in the previous hearing when he was trying to pull it off.
Okay.
And the point is just on the record that I wouldn't want, not that anyone's ever going to go back and look at these minutes probably, but I wouldn't want to have the idea of a property with an existing structure
mm-hmm.
being reviewed as new construction because it's not the existing structure and its spatial relations and its characteristics and landscaping always would need to be taken into consideration, even if it is a large addition.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're sure, you're welcome.
Okay, anything else? Do we really have a meeting on September 11th, the hearing?
Oh.
So it's at the end of that one. Is that the right day? I don't feel like we did. I wouldn't have come to one on my kid's birthday. I feel like that's not.
No?
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't have my calendar in front of me, so I can't double check. Maybe I did that. Anyway.
No, you're right. It was 13th.
Okay.
Okay, I'll change that too.
Okay, any other comments on the meeting minutes? No, I will make a motion to ratify. For a second. Helen?
Yeah.
Kirsten? I will say yes. We have unanimously voted to ratify the hearing minutes of the November 8th and December 13th, 2018 hearings. Staff updates?
I will say we finally have the job posted for the senior preservation position, so hopefully we have 7 applicants.
Oh, good.
We have 1 internal candidate who hopefully would be great if we can get that happen.
Yeah, awesome.
So we'll be doing interviews in the next 2 weeks, so hopefully that will it'll be moving forward.
Great.
That makes you happy.
Yes. Well, if it's the internal candidate, then we'll have to rehire that.
Kind of just moves
people around.
Yeah,
but I wanted to go back to 74 Quarry Road just while you're here. They have submitted a plan of what was built, which you can see here, and then we can compare it with the Google Earth view. So you can see quite a bit of
so Joe went out work. To the site to check this out.
Yeah. So, you know, there's quite a bit of green space. Looks like this tree here has been lost. And I took some pictures today. These are the photos, the before that we've seen before. And I think the general consensus is the work that was permitted, we were sort of moving beyond. But going out and seeing the site, I think the landscape work is pretty egregious, and that was the work that didn't have a permit. So it's certainly...
Is that what it looks like now? No, this is previous,
and that's now. How it looks now. So they...
Right, okay.
They face the...
Right, I remember that.
And that shows them what it looks like underneath. But when you go out today...
Yeah, lots of green space.
Yeah, and I have mixed feelings about the wall, because the wall, there was no wall there. It was completely open between the sidewalk and the property.
I thought it said that you extended a wall, didn't extend it.
Well, that's I'll get to that.
A little confused.
And it's a strange, you know, it's a very altered building. So that's why I'm not that sensitive about what happened to the building, because it's so altered, even though they should have come to us. But it's this wall here, I think, they were talking about what they extended. And I'm looking back, I don't see an approval for this, and I think it happened sometime around 2007, maybe. It looked like they did a handicapped ramp here. And you know, even though you could say this wall is an extension of this wall here, this is obviously a fairly new wall, and it doesn't match either.
Right.
So this is the stone wall that they had that have like a little iron wall.
Element
iron
on top.
Railing.
And I think they this has that, this existing wall does have that, so they probably felt...
That was a little hard to see.
You said there was no wall before. What did it do? Just meet the sidewalk at grade, or it wasn't elevated at all?
No.
Oh.
No. Yes, you get a better sense of it. So hopefully they'll be coming, they are in contact with us, and they did provide that plan, so I'm optimistic they'll be coming next month. But
can I see the plan again that they showed?
Are they making an argument in terms of that wall that they added, are they making an argument that safety, they've got children playing in that yard or something?
Certainly what they said during the hearing.
Right, it's going to be, they're actually going to be using it, so that's probably an argument they're going to make.
So the landscaping is just showing where they're going to put green space back in?
No, this is just the existing, this is what they've done.
This is what they've done. So that's all they've submitted is the current existing.
Yes, yep. Although it looks like, looks like there is more paved.
Yeah, I don't think that that's even accurate. I think they're showing a lot more green space in their plan than is on there.
You know, it looks like, they've done mulch.
Because there's like nothing in there. And on the plan, there definitely is. All right.
So that's current conditions with all those brick papers.
Yes, I just took these today. But I don't think they really need that as a retaining wall, but I think you're right, they're going to make the argument that they need it for safety.
Yeah.
It is a busy corner, so, but.
I think the main issues are how the completely ripped over
annihilation
of the whole yard area.
Isn't that tree the one that you said you thought was lost?
It looks... The Google Earth, it looks larger.
But also that's that foundation wall or whatever it is where they've added that.
Yeah, you're right about
that
smaller
stone facing. I think the work that they did without a permit
is
what we should still continue to focus on, and not just the landscape, but that other part of the foundation that they did without a permit.
Okay.
It, to me, it's worth reviewing that potentially prior to being changed to that.
Yeah. Okay. Did they indicate they were going to try and come next month? Or?
Yes. The person who did the landscape plan was on vacation.
Okay. Sorry.
So they are in communication.
Okay. All right. Any additional staff updates or commissioner comments? All right. I'm going to make a motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second.
Helen?
Yeah.
Kirsten?
Yeah.
And I say yes. So we have voted to adjourn the November. I mean, what day is it? January?
10th.
10th, 2019, hearing of the Aberdeen Architectural Conservation District Commission.